Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to make our way through John chapter 14 today. There's so much Jesus teaches us about who he is and how we can live fruitfully in this life, and gives us truth that can sustain us, feed us, encourage us, no matter what the circumstance. So, left off yesterday in John chapter 14, verse 7. I'm going to move on to verse 8. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we shall be satisfied." So Jesus had just spoken about the fact that he doesn't want their hearts to be troubled, but the key to overcoming a troubled heart is to believe, is to trust in God, and let the Lord carry our burdens. We carry the yoke that belongs to the Lord, and that comes through really believing and really trusting in the promises that he gives us and the reality and the truth of his word. And in order to do that, you got to first know the word, right? So being in the word of God, as Pope Benedict said so many times and others have said, that this is a key fundamental reality for the life of a disciple. He said, in this word, there's no other word like it. Not even, you know, the wonderful historical books about the saints or the teaching of the saints, which is really important to read too and super inspiring, very helpful and instructive. There's no book on the planet like this book. This one is God-breathed. This is the voice of God. This is the teaching of God himself for us. And especially in places like this, where this whole Last Supper discourse, Jesus is taking a very deep dive into helping the apostles and all those who believe, come to believe in Jesus like the apostles, to help us understand exactly what he sees as priority for us, what he sees as information and the teaching we need from him to guide us so that we can go deeper and deeper and fulfill our purpose and thrive in this world spiritually, no matter what the circumstance. So Jesus declared that he was the way. He declared that he was going to the Father to prepare a place for him. So he's talking about the relationship with the Father that he's bringing us into, which is at the core of everything. And so this is where Philip's coming from. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we shall be satisfied." Interesting answer now Jesus gives. He said to him, "Have I been with you so long, yet you do not know me, Philip?" That's the question. "You do not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me?" Very powerful, important revelation. This is part of the Trinitarian teaching that emerged from Jesus. For thousands of years, the Jewish people prayed the Shema, prayed the prayer, God is one. There's one God. God is one. And so Jesus is saying, yes, there is one God, but the one God exists in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And here's one of the places in the New Testament where Jesus helps us understand. Jesus is not just somebody who works for the Father or just a disciple of the Father. He and the Father are one and the same. It's in the creed. They are the same substance. Jesus is literally divine. He's not half divine. He is divine, right? He's got a human nature in Jesus, but he's not like a semi-God or a superhuman person. He's the God-man. He literally is God's Son. He says, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father's in me?" And so he's showing to us here, he's speaking not only the truth about himself, but the transforming union that he's leading you and me into. So we're not just observers of some amazing thing that God's doing. We're part of the story of what God is doing. Jesus came to bring us into a new reality, not just to give us helpful information. And that new reality is to live the life he lived here on earth himself. That's why he became a human being. He united heaven and earth in himself. And in our baptism, he communicates to us the thing he began in himself, uniting heaven and earth. Heaven and earth is united in us now as we become temples of the living God. He gave us power to become children of God, a new reality, a new life principle. A real transforming reality has happened to us. And Jesus is bringing us into that relationship with the Father, and he comes visibly, and he's telling us, he comes visibly, and what did he do? He came visibly, and he revealed the Father. What's the Father like? He's merciful. He's compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. He's a saving God. He's a powerful God. He's a mighty God. He's a good God. He has a plan of salvation for us. And every one of us is called, every human being is called into it. And he's a God, a Father who's on a mission. He sent his Son to be the point of that mission. To do what? To go rescue a race of people that's lost in the power, in the world, the flesh, and the devil, under the power, the dominion, and the reign of sin and death. This is who the Father is, and Jesus has revealed all this stuff to us. That's why Jesus can say, if you see the Father, you see me. And then he goes on. He said, the words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Now, guess what? You can say, and Jesus expects us to say, that you have a heavenly Father, that you are God's son or you are God's daughter. This is who you are. This is what Jesus has given to you. By the way, the human race is not in that condition by default. It's not like everybody who's born is a son of God or daughter of God in the way Jesus communicates it. We're all made in the image of God. We all have equal dignity before God, but we're not yet children of God until we repent, receive the gospel, and we're baptized into Christ, and we're born again by water and the Spirit and enter into the life of the church. That's when you become a child of God. And so this is what Jesus came to do. Jesus knew that every human being had the full dignity of having been made in God's image and likeness, and that every human being was of equal value before God, full of this dignity of bearing the image of God. But Jesus knew that image was marred and man was fallen individually, corporately, a race of people alienated from God and under a demonic power, a dark power, a dark force, the force of sin and death. And Jesus knew that what needed to happen was this original sin, human beings, those made in the image and likeness of God, had lost that state of grace that they were in, that state before God where the life of God was working in him, and that it was killed because of sin, and that this is why human beings die. Our biological life passes away. And Jesus came to bring new life and to transfer that life, and to receive that new life is the life principle which makes us children of God, something new, a new creation. So the words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. So you can say, because you're a child of God, if you're baptized in him, the same thing. I have a Father, and what I speak to you, I don't speak on my own authority. When you communicate the teaching of God to your children, when you're living it out, maybe you're a proclaimant, maybe you're a catechist, whatever it is, you're saying the same thing. I don't speak on my own authority. So when we communicate the gospel to people, which we're sent to do, we're simply communicating what has been given to us by God, by God's authority. And we speak not on my special personality and my power, my state. No, we speak from the authority of God. When we're communicating authentically and truthfully the words that Christ himself has given to us. But the Father who dwells in me does his work. And that's the same thing we can say. The Father's in me. And Jesus is helping me, as he experienced on earth, as a child of God, hear and see what the Father's doing. And the Father's raising us, you might say, in the Spirit as children of God. He's guiding us through the Holy Spirit sent to us that communicates to us the Father's heart. Believe me, Jesus said, that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. So Jesus is saying to the apostles, you've seen the works I've done, the works of the kingdom of God. Acts of great love, signs and wonders. I raise people from the dead. I've healed the blind. I've delivered the demonized. I've done it all, and you've seen it happen. These are simply signs that confirm what I'm saying to you of who I am, who the Father is, where we're going, what we're doing. And this is the breaking in of the kingdom of God. And in this world, the kingdom of God is breaking in. Where history's going is into the complete fullness of the kingdom when the Lord comes again in glory to deal with every opposition definitively forever. So Jesus is saying what is preferable and what he really wants us to do is to believe him. Believe his words and bank on it. You know, lean on him in such a way, the words and the promises he gives, lean on him in such a way with your whole life, your whole enterprise, how you're living, that if it wasn't true, you'd fall flat on your face. Risk everything, in other words, to believe. That's what radical faith looks like, expectant faith, which Jesus loves. But he said, if you're not going to just believe what I say, let the deeds that I've done, the workings of the kingdom, the signs and the wonders, they speak of the very reality of what I'm trying to communicate to you. That's what they mean. So internalize that. They're communicating something to you about who I am, who God is, and where we're going. So he goes on. So 14:12, in this whole next section, Jesus describes like four facets of the transforming union that he's talking about between he and the Father. And again, we're not just bystanders at a game. We're just not like we bought a ticket. We get to watch and see what happened between Jesus and the Father. The whole point of this is Jesus is teaching us what transforming reality he's bringing us into. So verse 12, truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me will also do the works that I do. And greater works than these will he do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So here it is. He's describing the reason that he himself can do the works that he does and establishing the kingdom because he's united to the Father. Everything flows from God the Father as the ultimate source. And it's in his Son, infinitely, eternally, and it flows through Jesus, and Jesus communicates it to us. He who believes in me will also do the works that I do. Again, let's just remember belief. Belief is not only believing in the teaching of Jesus. Everything he said to us is true, totally reliable. The resurrection, his resurrection from the dead, gives full vindication of everything that Jesus said. There's no one like him. He's the only one who can literally bring about everything he said he will bring about in us. He said, so if you believe in me, that means you're walking with me. You've internalized my teaching. You're beginning to walk the way I walk, do what I did. And you know the Spirit of God, my Spirit is in you. You're accepting that. You're believing it. The power I told you I would bring you, I'm giving it to you. And then he said, if you believe in me, you will also do the works that I do. Because Jesus doesn't want us just to internalize fundamental truths. He wants us to live the life we're called to live, the life, ultimately, the life of love, and to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, our neighbors, ourselves, and extend the kingdom the way Jesus himself did. God bless you, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.